everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's In.
Welcome, welcome.
I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about the season premiere of The Walking Dead entitled First Time Again.
And what a season premiere it was.
It was amazing. I loved it.
Yep, we're back.
We're back. Well, we were just here last week, but they're back.
Yeah, they're back.
Rick's back. Morgan's back.
Well, that's the group we're in. We're back.
We're back, yeah. Michonne's back. Oh, I just loved it. I really did. It was a good episode. It was an hour and a half, which was awesome, but it went by super fast.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah. All right, so our instant cast, we're just really going to quickly talk about our immediate thoughts, and then we'll be back Tuesday with our full recap or our full recap of the show. So if you do want to be part of the podcast and you want to give us your feedback, your thoughts, questions that you had on the episode, you can send that to dead@theverdictsin.com, or you can tweet us on Twitter or hit us up on Facebook at The Verdict's In. And we do tape tomorrow night, Monday night, so have those in, I would say, by like 6 p.m. Eastern time, Monday. So we'll tape tomorrow and we'll probably release it sometime Tuesday. All right, so let's get into it. Would you tell me what your favorite parts were, whatever you want to say?
Well, I'm going to start off by saying this is how a Walking Dead series should start.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not taking anything away from the Fear Walking Dead, but this is how it should start.
Yeah. I mean, it couldn't start that way on Fear the Walking Dead because that's pre-apocalypse, but still.
But still, you need to have an episode that's going to draw people in, that's going to go off with a bang.
Right. It was so good. I mean, I couldn't even tweet that much because I was too into watching it. So yeah. I was so into it.
Well, you know, since we have people on the West Coast, I couldn't say too much on social media.
Yeah. But because, hopefully, you know, people on the West Coast know just not to be on social media at this time.
Yeah, they should know. But every time I do, you know, I get those death threats.
That's their fault for being on there. Yeah. I wouldn't be on Twitter or Facebook or anything at this time if I was like on the West Coast.
Yeah, but you know, you can't stay away from Facebook.
Twitter. Yeah, you actually can. What'd you think of Morgan? Like, this whole new, I'm at peace, you know, don't fight unless you need to, don't kill unless you need to. What do you think of that?
I'm glad Morgan is back from the dead. Remember, Morgan was really down at one point.
We saw him again in season 3, and he was on Cray Cray because he had lost now his son.
So yeah.
His wife, you know, was dead in season 1.
Right.
And then now his son had died, which we don't know how, but he died probably from a walker in season 3.
Yeah.
And he was crazy.
So I'm glad to see him on up and up again. This is the Morgan that we knew from the get-go, and this is the Morgan that we love.
Okay.
On steroids. Because Morgan badass.
Yeah, Morgan's bad. But he's like that. I'm trying to think who he reminds me of. He's like that super cool.
Man, Morgan's like a monk.
Yeah, like, that is it.
You know, his weapon of choice is the staff.
Yeah.
Just the, I think that's what it's called, the stick. It's
something.
Called the staff. But anyways, that's his weapon of choice. And, you know, he used it well.
Right.
In fact, Rick asked him, he said, when did you learn how to do that?
Yeah, he said after. What was up with Rick saying when someone asks you a question, you're supposed to answer them? Like, I don't know. What was up with that?
Well, like Rick said, and like Morgan said, it's time for people to learn people all over again for the first time.
Yeah. Because the Rick he knew in season 1, even in season 3, is not the same Rick.
Yeah, it's not. And he's been out there so long, he could be one of the takers. And Rick wanted to make sure that, you know, this is the same Morgan I know. This is still my friend.
Well, I don't think Rick is worried about Morgan. I think it's Morgan worried about Rick.
I think they're both worried about each other. Well, at first. And now I just think it's Morgan worried about Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't say Morgan is worried. Morgan is kind of skeptical of some of Rick's actions. But it seems like they have the same beliefs. Like Rick said, he's more proactive than reactive now. And Morgan said he's on the same page.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I gotta ask, because I know it's gonna be asked, and I'm thinking the whole episode, every time it showed this character, what the hell is he doing there, and what the hell is he still alive for? Who is Nicholas? Nicholas, if you guys remember, he tried to kill Glenn last year. He was the cause of Noah's death. They talked about it this episode, but it's like, I understand forgiving, but he like, tried to kill these people. He successfully pretty much killed Noah. Like, what is he doing out there? They took forgiveness way too far. I would not try. Like, every time it showed him, I'm like, oh my gosh, is he going to shoot someone behind their back?
Well, I think Glenn forgave him because Glenn knew he didn't do that on purpose. it was done. Well, not try to kill Glenn. He did that on purpose.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about, Noah's death. Noah's death was done out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Glenn found out, like, well, this guy, you know, he's not a fighter. He's scared.
Right.
He shouldn't even be out here.
And I understand that, but the whole luring Glenn out there, I mean, he's shame.
Now,
he
that
shamed
Glenn
him.
Part, trying to kill Glenn, that's a different story. But if Glenn can forgive him, I can forgive him.
Okay. I don't know. The whole time it kept showing, I'm like, don't tell me Glenn's going to end up getting killed by Nicholas.
I think Nicholas have a lot of redeeming to do.
There's no redeeming.
There's always redeeming.
To me, there's no redeeming.
Because Glenn is not that guy. You see, Glenn is not on the Rick level yet.
Glenn will never be on the Rick level. He's too nice and he's too kind, but still, I would not forgive him.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying.
And exiling him wouldn't do any good because he'll come back for revenge, so you have to kill him.
Right.
I mean,
right.
To me, Nicholas deserved to die more than Pete did. Because Pete did accidentally kill that guy, even though, yes, he was coming for Rick, but Pete was a drunk. I think Pete could have redeemed himself faster than Nicholas could have.
Well, I don't know, because Pete was a child beater.
Well, was he beating the child or just the wife? Not saying either was okay.
I think he was hurting both.
Okay.
I think he was hurting both. And to me, you're the worst type of person.
Yeah, when you hurt a child.
Yeah, to beat your wife and beat your child. Yeah, hit a lady, hit a kid.
Well, yeah, that goes back to season one. Carol's husband, Ed, you know.
Right.
Okay, well, either way, Nick is in that same boat. I mean, he's a danger to that group.
Well, they all don't know that. They all don't know that Glenn chose to keep it to himself. Because Glenn know what'll happen if the word gets out there. So, if Glenn has a good heart, if Glenn can forgive him, I can see where this is going to go.
Okay.
But what did you think about the Pleasantville effect?
Okay, at first I was a little confused, and I was even on Reddit and on commercial break, and I saw people talking about it, like, what the hell is that, you know, and some people were kind of annoyed. Me, personally, I was like, huh, did the screen change colors? And I was even asking Gary, I'm like, do you think our TV screen, the color went out or something? And Gary's like, no. So I was like, are you sure? And then as it went on, I got a little annoyed. And then as it kept going on further, I was okay with it.
Yeah, I was cool with it the whole time.
Okay.
I like the fact that it took the flash forward and flashback to a whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone tried it on this level before.
No.
And of course, a lot of people's going to be annoyed by it because, you know, it kind of get confusing because they're basically in the same areas in the flash forwards and flashbacks. So it's easy to get mixed up. Like, hold up, is this a flash forward that they're looking over at these zombies or is this a flashback?
Right, which is probably why they did the different coloring.
Yeah, exactly why they did it.
So I was okay with it in the end.
Yeah, I think The Walking Dead, they're trendsetters. I'm pretty sure we're going to start seeing this a little more.
Maybe.
Sure we're going to see it again.
I still say the people that did the best flashbacks or flash forwards was on Lost. I really enjoyed those flashbacks, forwards.
I mean, you really can't compete with that.
Yeah. I don't know if they were the first ones ever, but they're the first ones I remember. And, like, I think it was season 3 finale or something when you finally realized that what you're seeing was not a flashback. It was a flash forward. It was like, oh, my. I mean, that was, like, TV history right there. So they did a really good job in, like, using flashbacks and stuff like that, different timelines.
Right.
But, yeah, this was good.
I think this was good because this separated. After a while, I figured out, like, okay, this is the flashback when they do this, and this is a flash forward. Or it could have been present day to flashback.
Yeah.
It might not have been flashback, flash forward. It could have been present, and then flashback was in the grayscale.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Because now, flashback, the black and white, is a flashback to what exactly happened right after we saw season 5 finale.
Yes.
Whereas the color is present day. I don't think that much time has lapsed between those 2 days. To those 2 timelines, I think maybe one is, like, say, on a Monday, and then the other one is probably, like, on a Friday. I think only days, because Rick still has his bruises. Nicholas and Glenn still have their bruises. Everything's still fresh.
Yeah.
So not much as time has passed.
Yeah, I think the flashback and the present day is probably like a week, 2 weeks difference.
Yeah, not much at all.
Because remember that when they went out there, they were supposed to be just doing a test or a trial run.
Right.
But while they was out there, the truck failed. And Rick said, hold up. You know, it's real now. Yeah. It's time to go into action.
Live time.
Yeah.
Now, what did you think of when Eugene almost got killed?
Man, the thing about Eugene is, Eugene's bad for the group. He's one of those people that Rick was talking about that's going to slow him down. And, you know, I don't want him in our group. I think Eugene should be exiled or something.
I did feel that way. I felt that way for a very long time. Whenever Eugene was introduced, when was he introduced? In season four? I think he came in season, yeah, he came in season four. Yeah. And the whole, whenever he was there from that time on and then to all of season five, I felt that way.
And the thing about it, when Rick, Glenn, and Morgan bust in a room, Eugene could have said something. He could have said, yo, Rick, they're trying to kill you, man. Yo, he said he's going to blow you. You know, he should have said something. But he sat there with his hands up all scared.
I mean, duh, gun is pointed at his head.
But look, he got backup now. He got his reinforcement in there now.
Yeah, but anything can go wrong still. Someone is still pointing a gun at your head. Just chill.
I don't care. I ain't chill. Yo, Rick, he going to kill us, man. I caught them talking about you and they tried to take me out. He should have said something.
I don't think that was a big deal for me. Personally, like I said, I never really cared for Eugene's character, his tone of voice, everything, his haircut. The way he dresses. I just did not like Eugene. I didn't care for him. And then to even find out he was lying, like I was rewatching season five today. And just to see all those damn times he lied, like he would make up some long ass, crazy, complicated lies about what they were going to find in Washington. And then to find out that was all a lie. So I kind of did not care for his character. However, tonight when he got caught and that guy was about to kill him, I was so scared. I was like, no, not Eugene. Like, so I never want Eugene to go out like that. See, I was the complete opposite. Really?
See, I was kind of scared and nervous, but I wasn't scared and nervous for Eugene. I was scared and nervous that they might kill Eugene and he'd never have a chance to tell Rick that they're coming after him.
Now, what the hell was up with Rick and crew coming in at that moment? Like, it was cool, but like, where the hell did they come from? Like, all of a sudden they just decided to go in there, three to the door. I mean, they were like Ninja Turtles. Like, they were all standing next there at the door.
They bust in there like a 1980s dance crew.
Yeah!
You know, it was like, dance crew just busting the door, three of them.
There was three of them all in the doorway.
The dance battle.
Yeah, it was really weird. I mean, but it was cool, so I gave it a pass. But how did they know to come in at that time?
Well, remember Rick said you should have a lookout next time.
Yes, I do remember that.
I guess Rick and them, they saw them go in there.
Oh, maybe they saw them going there.
Yeah.
Knew that they were having like a secret meeting.
That's why when Rick went in there, he said, hey, what were you guys talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, well, you have a gun at Eugene.
Okay.
You know what? When Rick went there, he should have killed Eugene.
No, shut up. No.
Like, Eugene, you ain't going to tell me?
No.
Pop.
Eugene was scared out of his pants. It was funny, though, how the people turned on the guy. They're like, oh, he was talking. We were listening.
Yeah.
And I'm so mad because I know if you guys remember, we discussed being on the Watching Death Pool. Yeah, right. Watching Death Pool or Walking Death Pool, something like that. WalkingDeathPool.com.
Yeah.
When we did our picks, I picked Carter. I know how everyone always says that. Oh, I was going to pick that person. But I swear, I thought I picked that person. And then when he was about to die, I was like, oh, Gary, we're about to win. I picked him. And Gary's like, no, I don't think we picked him. I was like, no, I remember picking him.
The thing was, you were about to pick him. But I stopped you. I said, you know what? It's not going to have an effect on people if somebody dies besides one of the main stars.
Yeah. So then we picked Eric. I'm like, who the hell is that? And I didn't know that character.
Well, I knew Eric wasn't going to die either.
Really?
Because I thought
Is Eric? Is that Aaron's boyfriend?
I don't know. But I just knew they had to kill somebody that was personal to us.
Okay.
I didn't know they was going to kill somebody we just didn't give a hoot about.
Yeah, like, I knew that it was going to be I knew it was going to be somebody in the middle. Like, it wasn't going to be no Michonne or anybody like that. That's why when Eugene was about to die, I was like, okay, that's reasonable. You know, it's someone that we know enough that some people may care and then some people may not. So, Eugene would have been a good pick, too, but he didn't die. But I'm so mad at myself for not picking Carter because I had him picked. Like, I had it in my list and then I changed it last minute, so...
See, what would have kept me hooked the whole... Well, I'm already hooked, so I can't say that. But would have had me in like, if they would have just killed Daryl right quick.
Shut up. Daryl, like, right now, the internet would have been broken.
I know.
There would have been fire outside, a riot outside. I would have had to call out for work, scared to leave my house tomorrow.
But then I would have said, damn, The Walking Dead ain't playing.
Right, right. No, killing Daryl would have been crazy. I don't know if or whenever they can kill Darrow.
Yeah, that would have brought a little tear to my eye, but I would have known that this season was real.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about that new character, Heath. Heath is a new character. He is black. I made a joke at the beginning of the episode, like, oh, let's see how long he lasts, because you know the stereotype, you know the rumor about Walking Dead, how they kill off the black people.
The thing was, I was on social media, and people were saying that, oh, I guess they had to kill Noah if Heath was coming.
They had to kill Noah, Tyrese, and Bob if he to make room for Heath, Morgan, and Gabriel, I guess. They wrong for that. People crack me up with their jokes, though. Yeah, but Heath is actually from the comic books.
Yeah.
Although Gary and I have not read the comic books, but when they finally said his name, I was like, oh, that name sounds familiar. I've been on so many Walking Dead, you know, social sites or whatever to recognize that name as a comic book name. And then sure enough, we saw someone like had a meme of Heath, the character, next to Heath, the comic book person.
Right, right. And I noticed that he was the same guy who was Dr. Dre and Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, Gary was like, is that Dr. Dre? I was like, no. And I heard him Google, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is. Because we just saw Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah.
And his hair was short. And then all of a sudden we come here, and he has like long dreads or something. Yeah.
They glued braids in his head.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess that's cool.
Yeah, they glued in tracks.
It's so funny because Michonne, I don't know how to pronounce the lady's name, Denaya, the lady that plays Michonne. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought those were her real dreads. I just thought they were just kind of old because, you know, because they're always on the show and they can't, she can't wash them and stuff. So then one time when she was on Talking Dead, I was like, oh, I love her haircut. And then that's when I realized, oh, no, those were fake dreads the whole time. Yeah. So I guess, you know, they got to fit the character in the comic book. And right. I guess all the black people in the comic books have to have dreads.
Well, you know, this is, what is
the apocalypse.
Post-apocalypse.
Right.
So, you know, they don't have time to go to the bathroom and cut their hair every day.
Yeah, because even Sasha, her hair is natural. Like, she just has it pulled back.
I mean, you don't have the time to get that little nice shape up.
Right.
I mean, who are you trying to impress?
They're not getting perms or anything. Yeah. They're not curling their hair.
They're trying to stay alive.
Right. So that makes sense. Dreads are probably the perfect thing in the apocalypse.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
All right, but we'll see how he is. I got to read up on his character. I don't know. I may read up on his character. I may just want to be surprised by how he turns out for the season. So he may last. We'll see.
Yeah, he might. He might. But one thing that I liked was when Rick, like, and this was going back to the gun room, the gun infirmary, when Rick was about to kill the guy. What was his name?
Carter.
But he didn't. But when Rick and Morgan was on the stairs talking about it, Morgan said, you know what? I'm glad you didn't shoot the guy. You know, this is the Rick that I know. The ones that, I guess, show mercy.
Right.
But Rick said, I want to kill him. And I should have killed him because I know he's going to mess up later. He said, I know he's just a screw up. He's one of those people that's going to mess up or screw up later and going to put us all in danger. And, you know, Morgan just looked at him or whatever. But guess what? Rick was right.
I wouldn't really say Rick was right. Carter didn't screw up. Walker bit him.
Well, you know, you got to be on your feet. This is apocalypse. You got to be on your you got to be looking left and right.
Yeah, I saw that death coming from a mile away. As soon as it, like, kind of showed him running off and then it kept showing him, I'm like, oh, he's about to die.
And he starts screaming and screaming and screaming.
I mean, who wouldn't, though? Walkers in. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, but, I mean, Rick was right, though.
Yeah.
He was right that he probably should have did it then and there.
Yeah. Well, either way, they were going to be screwed because that loud horn at the end of the episode. So,
yeah, what was that about?
I don't know. I mean, this episode was great. It just makes you, I'm thinking of all the stuff that happened and getting excited again because you think everything's all good. I'm like, okay, that's that one-stop story. And then, boom, that horn is blowing. And they say it sounds like it's coming from home. So is there a horn? Is it someone at the house calling for help? Is it the wolves, the bad people? Trying to get the walkers to come, but
right.
What would they gain out of all the walkers coming?
I don't know.
You know, that's like a big herd. That's not one you can just fight off.
But if it is the wolf there, it's probably somebody calling for help because it might be the wolves. Because if you think about it, Rick said it's coming from a distance that's far away.
Yeah, from home. But who from home? Why would they do that if they know what they're doing, the mission is right now?
Well, they're probably under attack.
Yeah, but they would know. I mean, to me, it's like, you know what the mission's at stake here. If you're trying to call us for help, you're going to bring all these walkers. We're not going to be able to help you, really.
Yeah, they should have had a little code or something. Like, I'm going to blast the horn probably twice.
Right.
If we're in danger, or blast it three times, and that means...
They laid on that horn. Yeah,
they laid on it.
So I can't wait for next week.
They would have blasted it three times. You know, Rick could have said, okay, well, we need to split off. Some people need to go back home, and some of us need to just try to finish leading this pack out.
Right.
Well, we'll see where it go next week.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to continue talking, but then let's just... Yeah. It's our instant cast. It's already 20 minutes. But I loved it. And just seeing Tara back awake and just seeing everyone again. And okay, the last thing I will say, and it happened last year, and I recognized it when watching season 5. I was finishing up season 5 today. And I noticed Michonne has that necklace that says M on it. And I didn't notice it until after they got to Alexandria. So I was like, where in the hell did she get that necklace from? Like, did she always have that necklace? I just didn't notice it. Or did they just so-called have a necklace with an M on it for Michonne? Because she had it on today's episode, too.
Well, maybe it was her character in the comic book and they just realized it.
Like, oh, shit, we haven't had this necklace on her all year.
Right.
All 2-3 seasons she's been here. Okay.
I'll let her put it on it for one of the comic book head see this.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna try to check back in like season 3 to see if she had it, but it's like not that serious, so I'll wait to find out.
It must be that serious. You brought it up.
No, because it caught my attention literally when I was watching season 5. I'm like, what the hell? Where'd that necklace come from?
Some real stuff going on, and you worry about her necklace.
No, I'm just sorry. I'm just, because I mean, it was not even just a plain necklace, it was a necklace with an M. Like, come on. I guess it was just a plain old necklace. It's like, okay, she got the necklace from Alexandria, whatever. But then a necklace with an M. And it looks all bright and shiny, like it's never been dirty a day in its life. So it's just like, where'd that come from? But whatever. We'll see.
Why will we see? I don't even care.
I care. I care, but I don't care. It's just something small that I'm just kind of curious about. She might have had it on all year. All seasons.
Well, all right, everybody. That's our instant cast.
Yep, that's our instant cast. So if you guys want to get in on the feedback, conversation, whatever you want to say, send us an email, dead@theverdictsin.com.
Or hit us on all the social media outlets. That's Twitter, Facebook, and send us a picture on Instagram.
Yep, send us a meme on Instagram. We got you.
Verdicts In.
Well, thank you. We'll see you Tuesday. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.